Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jeff Dix, superintendent of Washington Community Schools, about hopes for the legislative session and open enrollment. This is part one of a two-part interview. The legislative session is now underway. What do you hope as a superintendent to see come from this session?
Well, certainly, I want to thank you for having us on today and letting me, you know, discuss our views from Washington Community School District's viewpoint. I certainly appreciate the work that the legislators do. However, we've really struggled in the past to what appears to show a commitment to education. The state supplemental aid is probably the most important issue for us, especially here in Washington with a decrease in students. I guess what I would wish for is a commitment to setting that early in the session so that we know and we can plan. I understand and I appreciate the budget challenges that the state goes through. I think all of us agree with spend as much as you take in type theory. But we'd also all agree that if we have a rainy day fund, which the state does and is required to have, that when there's something really important like education, that we could stretch ourselves to tap into that a little, but not stretch ourselves so much that it jeopardizes the state's future financially. We definitely need to see that. I think what's getting confusing for a lot of people is the governor and the legislature will talk about the extra $50 million that they've committed for teacher leadership. And as I think back on that, teacher leadership was an idea of the Department of Education. This isn't something that the schools thought of. We certainly support it and see the advantages, but that's an extra program. So let's not confuse what some schools are receiving. And this upcoming year will be the first year that Washington receives it. So that's been around for 2 years. So when I hear that, but remember the other $50 million a year we're committing to TLC, that hasn't affected us here, but it will next year. And we're certainly excited about it. Timeliness of setting that SSA so we know, and actually they're supposed to set 2 years at a time. So you know, if we're uncertain in economic times, I'm okay with not setting FY18 at this point, but certainly let's have those discussions of where it might land.
And what does it do to a school district when that state supplemental aid isn't set until April, May?
Well, it's like throwing darts at a dartboard, because we're going to start budget season here in February, and we're going to set that budget and certify it by April. So we will be committed at that point. We can't. There's no turning back. And when you don't know revenue, that becomes very kind of throwing darts at a dartboard. Let's hope. And I've always said hope's not a good strategy to have, certainly when you're talking about the education of our kids. So, you know, it's a really important year for Washington. We are having potentially a lot of teachers taking early retirement. And so we need to know how many of those we should replace and what we can afford. And SSA determines that.
And with some of those teachers taking the early retirement package, will that help the Washington School District with their budget?
Absolutely. The one tool we have is the ability to pay early retirements out of a separate fund that can't be used for educational purposes. And it's called the management fund. So therefore, we pay or incentivize those people to take early retirement out of the management fund. And then because they have all this experience, which is a scary thought, losing all that experience at once, we then can hire people with less experience, and we have a pay scale. And so they are further up on the pay scale. So they come out with a bachelor's. And so we've targeted replacements would be at bachelor's plus 6 years experience. So we've calculated, and with that calculation, and I don't know all the people for sure because they have until January 25th, but over 10 years, we could be looking at $6 to $8 million savings. So that's very substantial for a district our size with about a $19 million budget. over 10 years, that will make a huge difference for us.
And that will help quite a bit with the lower enrollment we saw this year.
Correct. And we know what's coming by 2020, potentially, if all things stay the same, we could be down another 100 students. And that's just because we have some very large classes going through. Our elementary enrollments are very stable and very sustainable, but we have to adapt for these large classes that are moving through.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jeff Dix, Superintendent of Washington Schools. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.